Hi guys, this is Jenny. 大家正在收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢我们要说说我想起来就心里非常温暖的一个词，那就是 baby, 宝贝儿，宝宝。那今天为什么要说这个词呢？就是我注意到很多朋友比我自己的两个孩子 they're 7 and 4、但是有很多朋友会跟我说 your babies look so cute、但是其实四岁和七岁已经不应该叫 baby 了，因为已经挺大了。
Right.
中文里面十岁我们还是他是宝贝，比如我爸爸妈妈，我都快40岁了吧，我觉得我奔四了，他们也会说我是他们的宝贝。但在英语里面呢 like this word baby, I think it has a very specific and quite narrow age range.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we should probably say before we get too far into this that like for a mother,like the kid will always be a baby. So your 7-year-old is a baby. When he's 17, he'll be a baby. I mean, your baby.
对对对，母亲来说是这样。But for everyone else,我觉得就是 baby 在英语里面它形容的这个年龄段还是比较具体，比较窄的一个、
right.
啊。所以今天我们就会教大家，那不用 baby 的话，你可以用哪些其他的英语词来称呼自己的宝宝、别人的宝宝啊，可爱的小朋友们。好，那每一期我们的音频节目呢，都有配套的中英文字的推送，可以帮你更好的去理解学习我们所说的内容，所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语搜索并且拿到相关的文字。 OK, 那 Adam, 英语里面的这个 baby 它具体描述的是什么样的一个 age range, 什么样的一个年龄段？
Probably before school starts for sure.
其实我有查字典啊，英语里的 baby 就是会形容 0 to 4.
Right, that makes sense.
零到四岁这个年龄段可以generally speaking 统称这些 baby 还是可以的、
yeah.
但是0 to 4 0到4岁其实这也是蛮大的一个 range、
sure.
所以英语还是有不同的词来形容每一个阶段的宝宝、
right.
那我们就来看看这些词吧。
Newborn, and that's pretty easy to understand, right? Newborn
就是新生儿、So this is a noun, right?
Yes, he or she is a newborn.
Oh.
Now, of course, we also say it as an adjective. This is my newborn baby, but
对对对
it's pretty obvious it's a baby.
对对对。So newborn, 新生儿。And when we talk about newborns, we're basically talking about from birth to about 2 months.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very narrow range.
Yeah. It's before they start to, you know, fill out a bit.
Right? 长丰满是吧、
right.
对，我就记得就是我的孩子 when they were just born, 就买尿布嘛 so buying diapers,、
right.
然后最小的那种 diapers 就是英文叫 newborn,、新生儿，那个真的就是用一两个月你小孩就穿不下了。So they're just teeny tiny little newborns,、right? 除了 newborn, 不是 infant 也是婴儿的意思吗？
Yeah, so this is where it gets, I mean, you check the dictionary, you check the diaper sizes. So, I mean, those people are the experts, but yeah, infant really means a small child.
对，字典里面的解释呢 ,infant 就是从两个月到大概一岁。
Okay.
2 months to 1-year-old.
Okay.
然后这个 infant 再长呢就长成了一个。
Okay, this one I can say with much more certainty. Toddler.
Toddler.
Right, because infant or newborn, I mean, it's going to depend on the dictionary, right? But a toddler can walk and talk, and maybe they don't walk well or talk well, but they can do those things.
对对对 little toddlers. 这 toddler 就是 T-O-D-D-L-E-R,
yes,
是吧
Yes, exactly.
有 toddle 这个词吗？
A toddle kind of sounds like fall over. So again,
that's probably where the word comes from.
Yeah.
因为 toddle 就是动词的意思就是摇摇晃晃。因为 toddler 形容的这个阶段可能是一岁到四岁、就是学会走路然后走的还不是很稳什么、对吧 ?So they're little toddlers.
Right, exactly.
我觉得还有的时候会用到词比如四五岁这个阶段也会用 preschoolers.
Yeah, again, like in my mind, a preschooler can walk and talk and probably knows how to go potty. by himself.
对 ，go potty 就是自己已经学会上厕所了，对吧 ？They're
right.
potty trained.
Yes, potty trained.
对 ，so they're ready for school. 虽然现在还没有上，所以 preschoolers 就是学龄前儿童，对吧？三四岁这个样子啊。
Right.
好，那关于这些婴儿呀，然后小小孩的词说完了以后呢，我觉得还有必要提醒大家，就是。比如一个人怀孕了。
Okay. This is really important because a lot of times when I was in China, I would meet a pregnant woman, meaning she has a baby on the way, but she would say she has a baby.
对，这个就是中英文表达完全不一样，大家要注意。因为中文我们说有宝宝了，就可能就是怀孕的意思，宝宝还没生下来嘛。
Right.
但是英语里面如果你说 someone has a baby, 那个 baby 是已经生出来了。
Right, exactly.
但 Adam 刚刚说的如果 have a baby on the way.
You could say on the way, you could also say I'm having a baby.
但是 I'm having a baby 听起来好像就是这一秒就要生出来了。
Right, okay, it can be both those things.
更 safe, 更安全的可能就是 you know, she is pregnant.
She's pregnant. I mean, that, you know, that sounds like what a...doctor would say. I guess what we would probably say in everyday speech is I'm expecting.
Ah, she's expecting.
Yeah, or often couples, like the mommy and the daddy will say we are expecting.
Expecting 也是就是我在期待这个孩子的到来，意思也是指怀孕了，是吧？然后还有一个俗语就是 she has a bun in the oven.
A bun in the oven, yeah.
烤箱里面有一个面包在烤，意思就是很形象的比喻。
Right.
OK, 那接下来我们来看看 different terms, 而且这些都是 you know, terms of endearment, 很可爱的叫小朋友的一些英语词。I guess the most general are just their kids.
Hey, kid.
Their children, right?
Yeah, children. Guys, I really, really hope we can pay attention to this. Child is one...child and children are many. The pronunciation is not children.
Children.
Children, yeah, and child.
比如问一个人，哎，你有几个孩子？
How many children do you have? But I'd probably say how many kids do you
have?
Yeah,
how many kids do you have? 很口语啊。然后比如说啊，你小孩好可爱哦。说 Oh, your kids are so cute.
You have the cutest kids.
对，这些都行，
sure.
对吧？那当然。Sons and daughters, 儿子女儿。但我觉得日常生活当中也有很多人会说，比如我知道一个人他有儿子，然后我又问说啊，你儿子几岁？ Instead of asking how old is your son, 我可能会问他 how old is your boy?
Okay.
对吧？因为用 boy 男孩这个听起来好像比 how old is your son 更可爱一点。
Yeah.
Sounds a little sweeter.
It's sweeter, but it's dangerous because sometimes the boy has long hair and you say, you know, how old is your little girl? And then the mommy gets really angry like, he's a boy!
但是对，就是可以说 how old is your boy, how old is your girl, 这些都行，对吗？比如介绍自己，我说我有两个儿子。除了 I have two sons, 你也可以说 I have two boys.
Right.
有些人一个儿子一个女儿说I have a boy and a girl.
Right. Your boys look like boys, though. So again, some people make that mistake of like, oh, your boy is so cute. That's a girl or something.
因为特别他们在那种 infant 小 baby 的阶段，很多是看不太出来，头发都很短。It's hard to tell, right?
Your kid is cute.
好，那英语里面形容小朋友呢，其实跟中文一样的，也是会用到小这个词。
Right, but we don't usually say small. Right? We often use the word little.
Little, 对。
Yeah, so little one, you know, that's...
小朋友 little one.
Little one or little ones.
Little ones, 就是好几个小朋友对吧 Oh, little ones are so cute.
It's kind of cute, yeah. It's a cute thing to say.
对，而且比如叫小姑娘，你说 Oh, little princess.
Right, or even for a guy, we might say little man.
Little man?
Yeah, yeah, little man.
小男人吗
And especially this would be something that a mom would say, you know, that's my little man.
Oh, that's my little man.
And then, of course, there's another one that's not little. It's actually the opposite. It's big. But we say it for little people. It's big guy.
Big guy.
Hey, big guy.
Oh, 特别小男孩最喜欢人家叫他们 big guy.
I guess. I mean, it gets to the point where, like, when we are adults, people still say it. Like, if someone calls me big guy now, I feel like, why are you calling me that? Like, because it's supposed to be, it's a joke, right?
对对对
You're so small.
Big guy.
Hey, big guy.
对，我四岁的那个小儿子，我也经常说 Hey big guy
Hey big guy
对 he really loves it 因为 这时候的小孩就想长大嘛
Oh yeah
嗯，但是我觉得小孩还是三四岁 They're still very cuddly 在那个 toddler stage 的时候、也经常会用一些很甜蜜的词比如 Hey sweetie
Hey sweetie pie
Sweetie pie 对吧sweetheart
Sweet pea
对就这些就小孩四五岁那个阶段我觉得还是可以的像我大儿子现在七岁了就是你叫他、Sweet pea 他就会觉得非常肉麻、
Yeah come on mom
他已经到那个阶段就是已经不喜欢大人去亲他了、对那小的四岁还是、他会很主动的 He'll kiss us 好那其他还有很多可爱的称呼我们都会放在今天的推送里面比如说 cutie、
cutie pie
cutie pie 好多都和吃有关是吧、然后 honey
honey pie
honey bunny
honey bunches of oats
但最后我要说的一个就是有很多的特别小男孩外国人会叫他们 munchkin 是不是、
yeah. munchkin kind of a hard one to say
munchkin 的意思是、
have you ever seen the wizard of oz
yeah
those little、
oh,
people are munchkins
munchkins 就有点像小捣蛋鬼小淘气鬼、
right.
对特别是叫一些比较皮的小的还是 say munchkin、okay. little munchkin
hey, little munchkin
但还是可爱的那种、好那今天我们的节目就到这儿希望我们特别是有孩子的听众朋友会觉得今天的节目非常的实用然后不管你的孩子在什么阶段就像 Adam 说的对自己的爸爸妈妈来说 They'll forever be your babies
That's right
But to the rest of the world 你还是要用正确的词来形容他们好那其实我们开源英语的用户有很多都是 young parents 年轻的父母、然后很多人在给就孩子在外面学英语然后说呢我也学英语那这样我们大家一起学不要是觉得这个事情是爸爸妈妈逼他的因为我每次看到这样的用户我也觉得我特别能 relate 就是因为我现在孩子学一些东西也是感觉你要参与嘛、right? We're in this together It's a family thing 所以呢我们现在其实有的时候也在做一些比较适合亲子的内容啊。前段时间 Adam 和 Lisa 做了一个 baby talk Like how you talk to very young kids Toddlers 那个课就非常的受欢迎所以呢大家也可以 yeah, Check out our member lessons 相信你会找到很多你喜欢的你需要的内容那大家可以在我们的微信公众号菜单里面去先免费试用一下那我们的菜单里也有一个最优惠的购买链接学习一年只要629每天我们出的新课和我们所有出过的课程你都可以学习 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time
See you next time, you little munchkins